Introducing the Hackcast.
Ooh, I love it. Welcome, listeners, to HC Over 3, the Hackcast show where it's only me and oh my god, it loads up four versions of... Ah, Jesus. I am your host, Perry, and this is the news. A 12-year-old girl in New York has mistakenly run a half marathon after she confused the start of the race with the 5-kilometer course she was supposed to be running. She had registered for a 5km race that was part of the last part of a city challenge that was going on in her place. She thought she was arriving late at the starting line when the race started, so she began running with the rest of the runners. So she ended up running 13.1 miles instead of 3.1 miles. I mean, I couldn't even think about 3.1 miles. Thinking about running that? Food tipster, could you run 3.1 miles? He's looking at me saying, don't even ask such a stupid question. Could you run 13.1 miles by accident? If he was blindfolded. She completed the half marathon in 2 hours and 43 minutes. That's pretty amazing, actually. Sweet. Distracted smartphone users will be alerted about when it's safe to cross the road after a neat pilot traffic light system was launched in a German city. Authorities in the city of Augsburg, which is roughly 35 miles from Munich, have embedded rows of LEDs into the pavement. They will flash red when crossing is closed to pedestrians. According to German television station NTV, it has become necessary to bring in what is not a novel approach to controlling pedestrian movement after a 15-year-old girl who was wearing earbuds and looking at her smartphone stepped in front of a tram, which didn't go well with... Well, wasn't compatible with life. We have the additional lamps installed on two crossings that are especially frequented by the relevant target group, said the city's spokesperson, Stephanie Lerman. Probably in German, though, not in English. We'll keep you up to date on whether or not that actually saves lives, because it probably will. A West Michigan substitute teacher says she was fired for using the word vagina. That is all. It wasn't that. Nah, that was a different word. There's a word in Scrubs that Elliot used. But I don't think it was for JJ. Nah, that sounds too much like vagina. It's like hoochie or something.
Those gyno girls are really putting the pressure on. We must have looked at 100 women's bajingos today. Bajingo, bajingo, bajingo. I mean, I can't even look at my own bajingo, you know?
Is that because it looks so much like a vagina?